talking with various candidates for the primary election, which is tomorrow, here with Springfield's Morning News. I'm Greg Bishop on 92.7 WMAY, Springfield's News and Talk. It's going to be a long night tomorrow. There's no question about it. You've got not just the GOP nomination for governor. You've also got the Democrat Secretary of State, which has got several candidates in it. But you've also got candidates for the 13th Congressional District and even candidates that are being challenged for the Republican Party in the Illinois State House here locally, as we've heard. But one district for Congress that's because of Illinois' continued population decline, the 15th Congressional District, a newly drawn district, brings in two incumbents into the same district, Congressman Rodney Davis and Congresswoman Mary Miller. So they are both Republicans vying for the GOP nomination. And over the weekend, former President Donald Trump was in Illinois at the Adams County Fair. I don't know what the total number of people, it had to have been thousands, a lot of people baking in the sun. It was a hot day. And we heard earlier about some of the thoughts that the voters had. The economy is top of mind, Second Amendment issues, crime. You've also got issues dealing with abortion as well. But the president was in Quincy, in the Quincy area, in Mendon at the Adams County Fairgrounds to endorse Congresswoman Mary Miller. And after making that endorsement, she took the stage and the podium and made some comments. And we're going to be talking with her to get her immediate reaction to some of the criticism about these comments. Congresswoman Mary Miller, thank you for taking time with us this morning. We're going to go ahead and we're going to get into these comments, if you don't mind, and then we'll get your direct response, okay?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. All right. So Congresswoman Mary Miller with us. Let's go ahead and hear these comments as they were presented on the podium Saturday in Quincy. And here they are for our audience here on WMAY.
On behalf of all the MAGA patriots in America, I want to thank you for the historic victory for white life in the Supreme Court yesterday. Our victories for life and the Second Amendment would never have been possible if the never Trump rhinos had gotten their way.
So, Congresswoman, I think the most controversial part of that is where you say the ruling was good for white life. Your reaction to the headlines and what did you mean there?
Well, it's so clear that I stumbled saying right to life. And I think it's disgusting how Rodney Davis and the fake news media continue to attack me and my family. He has run a vicious smear campaign against me. Rodney doesn't want to answer for his record, and the media has been giving him cover. I've run my campaign based on the issues and the America First agenda.
So it was just a misstatement that you made. You misspoke,
yes,
essentially. But people are using that and saying that that comments you made referencing Hitler when you first took office. Again, your reaction to the headlines that we're seeing in various media outlets that are making this a major issue in the final day here before the election.
Well, like I say, the fake news media is covering for Rodney Davis and his horrible record. He has an F rating with CPAC and with Liberty Score. He's been one of the chief architects, or the chief architect, of red flag gun confiscation. He voted for the January 6th witch hunt. He supported amnesty. And they did this to President Trump for 5 years.
How do you sustain that type of criticism if you were indeed to get the primary nod and get the office in November? Do you imagine that this is going to quiet down, or will you be a target?
Well, it doesn't matter to me. I think it's time for the American people that love our country, love the America First agenda, to take courage and speak up and fight back. I have to say that we were ahead in the polls even before the rally, and this is just, the momentum is amazing. I'm going to win. I'm a member of the Conservative Constitutional Freedom Caucus. We are leading out in D.C. We are advocating for the American people, and I could tell you, I have courage. I'm a fighter. The difference between a politician and a patriot, all they care about is the next election. That's what Rodney Davis does. He's a career politician. I care about the next generation. I have 19 grandchildren. We want to preserve the freedom and opportunities that have been available to Americans here. I can tell you an example of the courage I have and the willingness to advocate for regular Americans is I'm the only Republican in Illinois to vote against sending another $40 billion to Ukraine when our own border is open. We have raging inflation and painful prices at the pump. The American people have gotten whiplash going from America first to America last, and they don't appreciate it. It's super important that people pay attention to who they're voting for in the primaries. I think last week's shameful display of rhinos in the Senate betraying people and attacking our Second Amendment rights shows how important it is that we don't elect rhinos.
Congresswoman, again, back to the comments, though, from Saturday. If people hear those comments without all the context of you addressing that you misspoke, you misread something that was in prepared remarks, meaning to say right to life, not white life. But if people hear those comments and they think to themselves that sounds racist, address that directly. Are you racist?
It's so ridiculous. Not one person I've talked to that is at the rally or heard it on TV thinks that I didn't stumble over saying right to life. That's all it was. You know, I'm not a racist. I don't know what else to say. And this is all part of trying to take down our country. They're trying to divide us. If you look at regular Americans, we have never been more united in light of how we look at each other. We look at each other as Americans. These are the leftist Marxist kooks that are trying to turn our country into a, that we're systemically racist and hateful. I can tell you that out in D.C., I'm speaking up for parental rights. I'm speaking up for education. We don't want our kids taught that our country's terrible and taught to hate each other based on race.
Congresswoman, finally here, again, if you do get the nomination and you head into November, what's going to be your go-to policy issues that you're going to focus on if you are indeed able to secure your seat in the U.S. Congress?
Well, I'm on the Ag Committee and I'm on the Education Committee. I want to advocate for production agriculture. I bring a level of expertise and understanding because that's my husband and I are involved in production agriculture. On the education committee, I'm fighting against woke agenda in our schools. The American people, parents, want to be able to advocate for their children. We want our children to be smart in the core subjects. We don't want them hypersexualized or taught that our nation is a terrible place to live when we're actually the best place to live in the entire world. And if America goes down, the whole world goes with us. That's the greatest threat to the world.
Congresswoman Mary Miller, greatly appreciate you taking the time and addressing that criticism that I'm sure is going to be heard for the next day and a half or so. We'll likely talk again probably later this week, depending on what happens Tuesday night. All right.
Yes. Well, I appreciate everybody's vote tomorrow. I look forward to representing the Illinois 15.
That's Mary Miller, a Republican candidate for the 15th Congressional District, and we hope to talk with Congressman Rodney Davis. I have put out that message, and maybe we connect with them tomorrow, but already getting statements saying that Mary Miller does not live in the 15th District, but she's on the ballot. So regardless of the address used, she's on the ballot for the 15th Congressional District and secured that nomination